Thanks for listening to the Adam Carolla Show on Podcast One.
It's time for Nicaraguan Name That Movie with Adam's buddy Oswaldo. See if you can guess which movie this famous line is from.
The next time I have to come here, I am cracking a skull.
If you said The Breakfast Club.
The next time I have to come in here, I'm cracking skulls.
You're correct. Now, back to the show.
Did you do that because I mentioned The Breakfast Club? Or is that already slated?
It actually just happened that
way.
Wow,
Shermer High School.
Does.
Wow.
Wow.
So you guys really aren't good. Wow.
That's crazy.
It's weird because I don't mention The Breakfast Club that often. All right. I want to thank LifeLock for this half of the show. Go to LifeLock and enter Adam. Get you 10% off. And TrueCar. I love TrueCar.com. Download that app. Let's see. Homeless this question. Adam, 31, Seattle. Adam.
Hey, Adam. Gina, how you guys doing?
Good.
How you feel about the name Adam?
Love it.
You do? Mm. It's a better time. Better time to be named Adam.
Yeah.
Yeah, when I was a kid, it was kind of neither fish nor fowl. Like, it was, no one knew what to do with it.
A little biblical.
A little weird. Yeah. Soft. Kind of a soft name. It wasn't really a sportsy name.
Yeah.
You know,
well, that's
no
why you go by Pete, right?
Hmm?
That's why you go by Pete?
Yeah, well, I go by Pete because that's a hard consonant at the...
Get his buzzer in faster.
Get my buzzer in faster.
Right,
say,
right.
Literally, Adam, it's like soft. Sounds like, feels like you're eating something. and then, of course, the Corolla part screwed it. You know, you know how dumb people are? You know how dumb people are? People could never figure out my nationality. They would always go, what's your nationality? What's your nationality? Based on my first name. That's how dumb people are. Like, that's how weird and just humanistically dumb people are. Yeah. If my name was Guido Carolla, there'd be no problemo. And Carolla, well, it's not a Conziti or something, but it's still Carolla. It's really, there's not a whole lot of other things you could be with your Carolla or the Carollo, as my uncle was. But either way, why are you using the first name?
That's a very good question.
Okay. But my entire life, that's...
Adam, what kind of name is that?
Well, it was weird because the Adam threw off the Corolla so badly that it was... I was like, what kind of name is Corolla? And so I was like, Corolla. Okay, sorry. Go ahead. Adam?
So up here in Seattle, we're getting quite a bit of a homeless issue.
Well, the homeless... Poor person with three syllables. San Francisco, Seattle, Los Angeles, all the most expensive area codes on the planet. Look, if you're going to live for free, live for free in a place that's super expensive.
Yeah.
Right?
A couple of nice high rises.
Yep.
Right. Well, tie into expensive, one of the city council members is proposing a $500 per employee head tax on Amazon and any company that makes over a certain amount per employee. So Amazon threatened, they stopped all construction projects that they have built going on right now. So a lot of the iron workers went on strike and protested yesterday, and here pretty soon the operators and engineers were going to go on strike. So I just want to get your thoughts on that, because it kind of ties into what you're saying about, like, the homeless issue you were talking about yesterday with Tucker Carlson.
Well, there is... Okay. So was I talking about this on the show? Yeah.
Yeah, last week.
Okay. All right. So here's how it works. There's a group of people who do the right thing and work and pay taxes and raise their kids and everything else. And nobody really wants to do it. If you said to me, do you want to pay taxes? The answer would be no, I don't want to pay taxes. And if you had a magic wand where you wouldn't get into trouble and you wouldn't go Wesley Snipes and whatever, would you pay taxes? And I'd go no. And I'd sleep like a baby because I've already paid 500 times as much as the average person.
Right.
And I'd just go to bed. I'd have no problem. And then they'd go, what about your fair share? I'd go, fair share, done.
Oh,
taken care of. I took care of it when I was 32. I was done, paid more than the average person in America pays when I was 34 and a half. And I'd go to bed. And then I'd go, and I have to think, is there any special privileges? Did you get, are you getting any services? Were you plucked out of the ninth grade and sent to a school in Zurich paid for by Los Angeles and the United States on a scholarship that blah, 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 and a comedy scholarship or something? And now you're cashing that in. And it's like, no, I was warehoused at North Hollywood High. I was shoved out and I went to a construction. I picked up garbage. So, all right, I made my peace. Now I'm going to go to bed. But I do what's right. I do what I have to do. And I do what I would get arrested for if I didn't. So that's one group. Now, the thing about what you would like to do versus sort of what you do, that's kind of controlled by society. You know, people always wanted to travel on a plane with their dog, but they never could. Not because there was a law, but they would get judged. Yeah. They would get judged. And people couldn't kick off their flip-flops and put their bare feet on the table adjacent to them at the Starbucks. Not because there was technically a law, but just because there's a decorum issue. And people couldn't just choose not to work, not pay taxes, not pay for their kids, not put into the system. You know, it's a big communal pot, you know, keeps the streetlights on and the military funded and the potholes filled and everything. Yeah, I think if you'd ask someone from 1923, would you like to pay taxes? They go, no. But you go, but look, it's all part of the general whatever. Well, the judgment and the society would sort of keep people in line. And if somebody was not putting in, but taking, and by the way, taking just means living, just using the streets, using the library, using the parks, you know, just or literally having a military that enables you to sleep at night, not be bombed or whatever, cops, firemen, whatever, you're using the system. You're using the system by being born, essentially, by being an adult. You're using the system. Now, the group we're talking earlier about black folks saying, I'll step over here and say I voted for Trump or I agree with Trump or whatever it is. They were held in check. But the more that step over, the easier it steps over. Now, we're not judging homeless people. We're not judging deadbeat dads. We're not judging people that pay no taxes. We're not judging people that don't put into the pool. We should be judging people that don't put in the pool because it puts an extra burden on the rest of us that are already contributing to the pool. It has to. But the politicians don't want to judge those who aren't putting into the pool. And they realize that there's a lot more people that are paying either nothing or under $30,000 a year in taxes than there are people that are paying $1 million and over in taxes. Mm-hmm. And as long as that guy gets one vote and that person gets one vote, and I'm a politician, I'm in the vote getting business. Well, who am I going to pick on?
Definitely. Well, that's the thing. You go for numbers. They're all weighted exactly the same.
So the politicians, and then also, as Mike August always says, the empty bags. Who gets sued? You know what I mean? Who do they go after? Who, when the guy's driving a truck and he's driving it for Walmart and he passes out, that guy makes $47,000 a year. Right. They're not going after him. After Walmart. Yeah. Don't go after. And now I get it. There's, you know, hey, he made him drive too long and he was sleep deprived or whatever it is. But literally, the person who's driving the truck will not get sued. The person whose truck they were driving will get sued if they have more money. That's the politicians are just lawyers. You know, they're looking for the bag. So they look over at Amazon and they go, hey, Bezos, what's going on over here with all these people gainfully employed and whatever? And they go, all right. And they go, what are these guys paying? Well, they're already paying 30 or 40 cents on every dollar. It's like, oh, why don't we make it 43 cents?
Not your money.
I mean, that's all taxes do. They just keep going, who's got the money? Who's got the money? Right. Now could kick some down. Now, the problem is, as I've said, I have a right and a left argument for this. Right. Do you think you and your DEA CIA agents are better than the drug cartels? You think you're smart? Who do you think likes money more?
I mean, the cartel.
Of course. So who's going to win?
The cartel.
That's right. You're never going to stop the people whose business it is. See, the DEA guys, they go in, they get their paycheck, they get their pension, right. And they go home.
Right.
The cartel.
It's 24 hours.
That's their life.
Yeah.
And you're not going to beat them.
Right.
Because they like money better than you. So you'll beef up the border, they'll dig under the border.
They'll do
you'll
more.
Put a wall underground, they'll build a submarine.
Yeah.
They cannot stop them. And greedy politicians who just want to rape all the folks for their tax dollars. You don't think Jeff Bezos is good at making money? You don't think he's smarter than you are? You don't think Jeff Bezos knows more about making money than Bernie Sanders?
Right.
Who do you think knows more about making a goddamn buck?
Making or distributing?
All of, yeah. Well, distributing Bernie's to his employees game. And making yeah. more money. But yeah, it's his game. Okay, so you think you're going to outsmart him? You're not. You're not. Because that's his business. Mm-hmm. You're just a person that can't cut it in the private sector. He is the private sector. He's number one. So you're going to come at him for more money. What do you think he's going to do? He's going to build a submarine.
Mm-hmm. Find another way.
He's going to find another way. You're not going to corner him. They're going to move. They'll take it offshore. They'll take it. They'll put the accounts offshore and move the plant to Texas. Now they'll have a bidding war over who gets to build the plant and who's going to offer the most tax incentives. You can't out. You're not smarter than he is. He's smarter than you, and he's greedier than you.
So all you're doing in Seattle is cutting your own foot off because they'll leave.
Well, I mean,
yeah, that's exactly what's going on.
Look at California.
Yeah, like they're shutting down that the Amazon projects just completely cut out 700 jobs.
And look, this thing, these asshole politicians of like, hey, do the right thing. Yeah, good luck. Have fun with the drug cartels.
Yeah,
tell them to do the right thing.
Yeah.
These guys are business people. This is the right thing. They're doing the right thing. They're here to make money.
Right.
They're doing the right thing for their employees, for their shareholders, for their constituency. They are doing the right thing.
Right.
You say to them, stay in California, stay in Seattle, do the right thing. They run a company. They have to do the right thing. And doing the right thing is going to Texas or one of the Carolinas. They are doing the right thing, you assholes. You're getting them to do it. I don't get that.
Yeah.
That's what's weird. I ask a lot, like, does that person really believe that? You know, like, how does Bernie Sanders really think things work? That hang out, everyone's going to do the right thing?
Well, and that is the question. I always wonder when you're a politician, a cult leader, any sort of leader that gets people to, gets your flock in order, does that person believe it? I wonder that all the time. Are they just really good at getting other people to do their bidding, or do they truly believe the message they're spewing? I can never tell.
I'm always sort of intrigued by that. All right. Thank you, Adam, for getting me all fired up. Brandon, what is that? Binging on Babish. What's going on? Tell us what's going on in San Antonio, Brandon.
Rain.
Oh.
The spring flood season is what's going on right now.
What's Babish?
So it's this YouTube channel this guy started, and what he does is he takes any food, anything mentioned in a TV show or a movie, and then he recreates it. He'll recreate it exactly the way that they mentioned it in the film. And then if it's, like, gross or not very good, then he'll actually try to make a better version of it. And he just did Chicken Paprika.
Chicken Paprika.
From what movie?
Greatest movie in the world.
The last Avengers movie.
Oh.
Vision made Chicken Paprika for the Red Scarlet Witch or whatever.
Wow. Let me see what his chicken... Now, Grandpa Laszlo Gorog would call it Chicken Paprikash. That's how, and he didn't call it paprika. It was paprika.
Oh, that says chicken paprikash.
I understand.
Yeah. Oh, and but it says chicken paprikash. Oh, yeah. It does. I get it. You're from Texas. I get it. Let's. I will.
No kettle.
I will. It's one of my favorite stories. Like all I do is scour around because there are places that have. Do they have Hungarian food? And I get weird places. It's a little tough. I was out in a place in Hollywood. I drove out there. Like, do you have no kettle is one of the over. There's certain things you look for. You look for like cucumber salad, no mm-hmm. kettle, a goulash, chicken paprikash. Sure. Those are things. They have those.
Staples.
It's that.
Yeah.
I remember just a chick behind the counter. Hold on. And I was like, do you have no kettle? She's like, no kettle? I don't know. It's like a little dumpling, but it's not a potato dumpling, but it's like a little egg, like a little dumpling, like an egg and no kettle? No. Hmm. Huh. But you have goulash? Yeah. But no kettle. No. Okay. We have no kettle-y. Yeah, no. Couldn't possibly be the same thing. No. Why would you even bring... Yeah, you've insulted me now by bringing that up. The fifth time I brought up no kettle, bitch. You could have fucking said that at the top. Yeah. It's great.
It's good.
Brandon?
Yes, sir.
Yeah, let me see what's in this this goulash. I will grade it. I'm sorry, chicken paprikash. And you got everyone, do yourself a favor, whip up some goddamn Hungarian food. Mm. And the no kettle is super easy to do.
Well, you can also tell by the very first ingredient that it's good: a quarter cup of lard.
Nice.
Yeah, and then chicken cut into 8 pieces, one large yellow onion, 3 tablespoons of Hungarian sweet paprika, plus more for garnish, 2 cups chicken stock, 2 plum tomatoes, 1 Italian frying pepper, a quarter cup sour cream, and kosher salt and freshly ground black pepper.
And we bake...
And then, of course, the dumpling recipe.
What is the dumpling recipe?
It's just 2 eggs, 1 tablespoon sour cream, salt, pepper, and flour.
Hmm. Sour cream, salt, pepper, flour. All right. And do we do the boiling with the no kettle-y?
Let's see. Add onion.
And is everything going in a kettle and going in the oven, or is it going on the stovetop?
Yeah, scroll down a little to the dumpling recipe.
I'll let you review it. Okay. I'll tell you now about LifeLock. I'll buy a little time. Recently, hackers accessed a smart thermometer at a casino to get private details from their database of high rollers. Oh, my God, that could be you. In today's connected world, it just takes one weak link for criminals to get in, steal your identity, and then you're kaput, as my grandfather used to say back in the day. New LifeLock Identity Theft Protection adds Norton Security to help protect against threats to your identity and your devices that you can't see or fix on your own. Protect yourself, people. It's 2018. You're online. You're looking at those goulash, no kettle, and chicken paprikash recipes. And meanwhile, those hacks in China and Russia are getting into your supply, man. They're going to find out your identity, and you can't unring that bell. Look, if there is a problem, there won't be. But if there is one, they have agents that will work to fix it. They're the best. They're LifeLock. Dawson.
No one can stop every cyber threat, prevent all identity theft, or monitor transactions at all businesses. But new LifeLock with Norton Security is able to uncover threats you might otherwise miss. Go to LifeLock.com or call 1-800-LifeLock and use promo code Adam for an additional 10% off your first year. That's promo code Adam for an additional 10% off.
All right. So,
basically, this seems like a pretty freaking easy recipe to the dumpling recipe. Just scroll down a little bit. Thank you. It's just, you're just combining eggs and sour cream and some salt. You're whisking that together. And then you
and
add a little flour.
Right.
Yeah, after that. And then you just want apparently a consistency of thick pancake batter.
Mm-hmm.
And then using a spoon dipped in hot water, you just scrape the mixture into the pot of boiling water. You use like a mandolin or something, right? This is a scrape it.
I don't know what a mandolin is other than a musical instrument.
It's a kitchen utensil like for slicing.
A guy named Giuseppe Carolla might play.
Right.
What my grandfather used to use was a sort of a big bore grate.
Oh, great.
And then there's a sort of funnel hopper that you can put on top and you slide it. So it's like
fun.
You dump this thick pancake batter into what would be a small, sort of funnel shaped cup about 4 inches, 3 inches high, and you put this thing over the boiling pot, you slide it back and forth.
Where do you get one of those?
What do you even call that? When I married Lynette, no, I had my assistant go online and find one. I don't even know what they're called, but it's cool. All you have to do is break it off. Now, the reason these things are so good is they're a little bit chewy. And I don't mean chewy. I just mean like they have a little give to them, unlike the potato ones that kind of fall apart. And And when you then ladle over the paprikash sauce over the top and then put a dollop of sour cream, it is unstoppable. All right. Let's thank you. Thank you, Brandon, for making us hungry.
Mm-hmm. No worries. Brian, check out the Big Night video. They did that amazing Italian recipe that you were talking about.
We'll pass it on to... Oh, yeah. That's the one I was talking about, I think. The one with the kettle and the pot and...
I noticed on there they even have the Goodfellas prison scene slicing
always,
the garlic with the razor.
Love that. Yeah. Love that. All right, let's take a quick break. We'll come back with some news right after this.
Check engine light on? Take the guesswork out of your check engine light with O'Reilly Veriscan. It's free and provides a report with solutions based on over 650 million vehicle scans verified by ASE-certified master technicians. And if you need help, we can recommend a shop for you. Ask for O'Reilly Veriscan today.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Give me the news with Grad. News with Gina Grad. Great. Viral, all those crazy Trump tweets. Give me news with Gina Grad. Trouble in the Middle East. Celebrity drunk meltdowns. Eat news with Gina, Gina Grad.
The news with Gina Grad.
Well, Hulkamania may soon be running wild again in the WWE. TMZ reports that Hulk Hogan has been in talks with the WWE officials and negotiating a possible return. Now, for those of you who forgot why he left, the WWE cut all ties with him in 2015 over Hogan's use of the N-word during a secretly recorded sex tape that was leaked as well as in another recording. Hogan apologized for the recordings, insisted he's not racist. He's even got support from the African-American wrestlers, but the WWE decided to make a clean break from Hogan and erased all mentions of his name and all merchandising.
I never saw that tape. Was he saying it while he was having sex?
No, he was talking about how his, I believe it was his, he was talking to the girl about how his daughter was dating a black guy. And it wasn't super complimentary, from what I remember.
Mm-hmm.
So it said that both sides want a return to happen and are currently working on how to do it in the most appropriate way. Quote
well,
unquote.
Everyone wants money.
Yeah.
So, I mean, WWE doesn't want to do the right thing. Hulk Hogan doesn't want to do, nobody wants to do the right thing. They just want to figure out a way to get paid
and
do it in a way that's going to be copacetic. And everyone's forgotten about it moving forward. Now we can get paid.
I forgot. I mean, I didn't know why he left Ty. I just figured
he aged out. I didn't know that he ever left either.
Yeah. Well, Hawaii's Kilauea. Yeah.
One of the there are many things in life, like poi, Vegemite, man eater, professional wrestling. Like if you just presented it to me, like the prototype to me, mm-hmm. I'd go, I'm going to save you a lot of time.
Yeah, don't bother.
Don't bother. Nobody's. We got boxing. We got football.
We have cream cheese.
We got cream cheese. We got Sarah Smile. Like, nobody's going to want this. Yeah. And no one's going to have it. There's no reason to do this. Mm-hmm. There'll be no market. No one will show up. This is fake. This is guys in their mm-hmm. underpants. People are going to know it's not. We watch boxing.
Yeah.
We got boxing.
Why would we do something that we know is scripted? Who cares?
Not a sporting event. Right. Imagine if football was like fake right. or something. Would anyone watch? Like, so I'm going to save a bunch of time, a bunch of money. Don't do it. Like, you could. There's so many things you could have brought me. Every single DJ on the planet would have said, "Pack it in." Like, don't bother. Nobody's going to want to hear.
They're doing
this.
That now.
Yeah. So, what do I know about wrestling other than every young idiot loves it?
Yeah.
And you, if you're between the age of like 37 and 47, you just love it. And I have no idea why. But I'm the guy, like when I was a kid, I was like, Cub Scouts, gay. G.I. Joe, gay. Wrestling, gay. That, not interested. That just comic book, super gay. Yeah. Spider-Man, gay. Everything was just gay. Like, no way. Not doing it. Well, that's for gay
people.
Like
peeing on your friends in the shower.
Yeah, something straight.
Right.
A manly sport.
Yeah.
Like, you know, the sting of another man's urine in your eye. The taste of another man's fecal matter in your mouth. You know what I mean? Like, super...
Red-blooded.
Roman, naked. Oh, you laugh, but we took it into the Roman there's a point, you know what I mean? There's you can call chaps gay, but not when the right guy's wearing right. riding a bucking bronco.
And kicking ass.
And kicking some ass. Yeah. You know what I mean? Like we're shoeing a horse or something. And we took it chaps gay, you know?
Right,
we transcended. Yeah. We were in like Roman, you know, depictions of guys Gladiator. Naked in sand, yeah. you know, wrestling. You could say two dudes naked going at it out in the street was gay, but straightest thing, the straightest ever.
It came all the way back.
It comes around.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Good for you. Did you see the...
Thank you. If you showed me a comic book when I was nine, I was like, no, who would look at the, yeah. why would you read? Go up the tree and pee on somebody. What are you doing sitting around reading this for? Look, baseball cards, all of it just seemed weird to
yeah.
me. Like,
when you
why would you sit around and look at a picture of a guy in a baseball hat with, oh, his stats are on the back. Good. Now go out and go get a bat and smack somebody with it. Like, go outside and go chase someone around the bat. Like,
yeah.
Not knowing how to read motivated me to do much more. Anyone who read just tells me stories. I should collect the cards and I put them in an alphabetical order and I'd read all the comic books and I had the series and mm-hmm. I never read a thing, never looked at a thing. It was always, let's go outside
and
beat on something. We need to wrestle.
Did you see the Andre the Giant documentary?
Mm-hmm.
Fantastic, right?
Yeah.
Interesting guy. Sweet guy.
Yeah.
John Ferre.
Yeah, yeah. It's one of those stories. It's sort of like, without sounding condescending, but when I was making the Newman doc, I just said to everyone, look, if this thing isn't great, then we screwed up because it's such a great, the story.
Right.
It's such a great.
Tells itself.
It's the most super interesting subject. And now you got to just go tell it.
Right.
And that's what they did. Yeah. They did a great job.
Well, Hawaii's Kilauea volcano.
Oh, no, Hulk Hogan, like sitting around with his glasses on top of his do-rag and his Hulk t-shirt. Like,
it's silky hair.
Pretty douchey to me. Yeah. I don't know. All right.
We'll see what happens. It erupted at the end of last week, the Hawaii's Kilauea volcano.
Good.
Causing nearby residents to evacuate as lava began flowing through the streets. We're showing some video right now. The large volcano on Hawaii's Big Island began erupting shortly after a 5.0 earthquake.
Mm.
Aerial footage shows lava cutting through a forest, flowing in the streets, one of them a neighborhood in town. More than 1,500 residents had to flee. The National Guard was deployed to the area to assist all evacuations, provide security. Emergency shelters have been set up. Officials don't know how long this is going to go, but that is flowing.
I love it. I'm so into natural disasters, all the stupid China, Russia hacking, you know, Golden State Killer captured and all this kind of stuff. Just give me some lava and an earthquake.
We're reminded who's really in charge.
It's almost refreshing to see some news and not have someone indicted for, you know, the broken of the offices of, like, it's just some force majeure, just something other than all the stuff we manufacture, all the horrible things people do all day. All right, one more.
All right. Well, this is pretty interesting. The Tim Allen sitcom Last Man Standing could return to TV. ABC canceled the series last year despite high ratings.
Why?
Somebody tweeted me that,
and I was like, oh, I'm going out to dinner tonight with Kevin Hench, the creator
what do you
of the
know?
Show.
You'll find out.
I will definitely find out. I will tell you tomorrow if this thing happened or not. Make a note, because I will literally sit down for a steak for 3 hours with this guy.
That's great.
I will know.
Well, they said Fox is looking to bring it back, and some have speculated that the show was axed because of Allen's conservative beliefs. But if the show does come back, some are also saying he can probably thank the success of the Roseanne revival. So you'll find out.
What do we love here in Hollywood?
Money.
That's right. Whether it's Harvey Weinstein or, you know, whatever the politics are, as soon as Roseanne... What pisses me off about my Bertram animated things, because I was doing this 7 years ago. I had this Archie Bunker thing 7 years ago. And of course, Hollywood is not only they love money, but they're stupid. They have to have somebody's got to do it then they'll do it.
Yeah.
That's how they'll do it. All right. Did we bring it home?
No, we'll do it right now. I'm Gina Grad. That's the news.
All right. I'll tell you about TrueCar. Mm-hmm. I got tips for you. Get some of that. Put some air in your tires, would you, people? Let's go. It's a lot safer. Take it from a guy who gets a blowout every 4 days. Put some air in that tire. Put that key fob under your chin. Increase the range. Here's another tip you might not know. TrueCar also helps people get used cars with a certified dealer network nationwide. Inventory of nearly 1 million used cars. Why would you go anywhere else? All right. Enjoy real pricing on actual inventory. A simpler buying experience. Whether you're going new, whether you're going used, find out what other people paid. Apples to apples for the same car. Lock in your price and show up. And by the way, the dealers are competing with one another. So because they're competing with one another, they compete within themselves. So it's not just the outside. It's inside TrueCar as well. So when you're ready to buy new or used, you go with TrueCar for a better, more confident car buying experience. All right. Let's see. Cleveland Gore Theater coming up May 17th. That's stand-up show. Then Detroit Royal Oak Theater. That's coming up May 18th. And we got some Corolla Drinks events coming up. Loxy and Lynette's going to be there. And Dawson's playing. That's Borderline Bar and Grill, Thousand Oaks, this Friday. Let's not forget about that. And then we'll all be doing a bottle signing on Saturday at noon in Pasadena, Total Wine and More. Go to mcroll.com for all the stuff you need. And say hi to Shaq, the big podcast with Shaq. You can check it out at podcast1.com. Shaq's the best, talks everything, and sports and well beyond. Podcast1.com. Check out the big podcast, Shaq. Gina Grad, anything to plug? Charity?
Yes, please. Thank you. The donations are pouring in, and it's all because of Adam Carolla listeners to the YOLO Tango event for the Children's Hospital. You can email me, Gina@AdamCarolla.com, or at me on Twitter. Thank you guys so much for showing up for this.
So, until next time, Adam Carolla for Gina Grad, saying, oh, and Dennis Miller, saying, mahalo.
Follow the Adam Carolla Show on Twitter at Adam Carolla Show. Follow Ace on Twitter at Adam Carolla. Check him out May 17th in Cleveland, May 18th in Detroit, and June 9th in Portland. Tickets and info on all of it at AdamCarolla.com.